Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Welcome to this program. Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad. For today, inshallah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to talk about some of the brilliant characteristics and traits of Noble Prophet Muhammad. I cite some of the verses of Noble Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealing with some of the traits of Noble Prophet Muhammad. Unfortunately, some of the Muslims, they claim that they know Prophet Muhammad, they follow Noble Prophet Muhammad, but unfortunately, we see that there are lots of ignorance about some of the characteristics of Noble Prophet Muhammad. We need to, as a Muslim, to review these beautiful divine verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the Noble Prophet Muhammad in order to, first of all, strengthen our faith to Noble Prophet Muhammad, and second, try to following exactly footsteps of this great creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Noble Prophet Muhammad. But still, I think we cannot do justice to the Noble Prophet Muhammad, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could describe some of the dimensions of the traits and characteristics of Noble Prophet Muhammad. But we, as human being, as ordinary human being, as a common Muslim, maybe we cannot do justice to that. But let me review some of the verses of Noble Quran with regard to the traits and characteristics of Noble Prophet Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
In one of the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan minhum yatlu alayhim ayatik wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikma wa yudhakkihim innaka antal azizul hakim. Or Lord, raise amongst them an apostle from among them who will recite to them your signs and to teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are the Almighty, all wise. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, quoting from another apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said that I just want to send among you one distinguished and prominent prophet who wanted to recite to them the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yatlu alayhim ayatik. Wa yu'allimuhumu al-kitaba wal-hikma. And who wanted to teach them the book and wisdom. You know that in many other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the recitation and teaching the book, he bring the word wisdom. And maybe this wisdom referring to some of the wise saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, this wisdom has maybe some differences with the book itself, but on the other hand, it can complete the book and to actually describe to some extent some of the verses of Noble Quran. For example, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. In one of the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I gave Luqman wisdom, and parts of the wisdom is to be thankful to the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this verse, we understand that to be actually grateful to the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to be thankful to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is part of the wisdom. And you know that how these wise actions and this wise saying can be helpful for the Muslim to strengthen their faith and to try to follow the footsteps of Noble Prophet Muhammad. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And to purify them. The concept of purification, you know that my esteemed listeners, brothers and sisters, this purification is actually is beside the teachings, the book and wisdom. And you know that they complete each other, because without teaching, without knowledge, you cannot do justice to the purification. So these are two actually dimension of one coin, two sides of one coin. Yeah, wisdom and teaching. And on the other hand, the purification. And this purification means to try to follow up what you know, to try to practice what you know, actually, which means that you try to live by the Islamic standards of life. For example, all of us, we know many things. We know that these things are good and other things are evil. Try to practice it. This is a meaning of the purification. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, you are almighty, all-wise. These are, I think, one of the most important characteristics and traits of Noble Prophet Muhammad. He wanted to teach the people and to make them purified and to have the best life in this world and hereafter. To try to have the better life. Try to make your life better. And to enjoy your life and try to live by the humanistic and those Islamic standards of life. Other verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Noble Quran, for example, we have وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We indeed not send you except as the bearer of good news and warner to all mankind, but most people do not know. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful verse said that We did not send you except as the bearer of good news and warners to all mankind. إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ. So, the first mission of Noble Prophet Muhammad is to explain to the people the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this divine message to all human beings. So, nobody can say that Islam is a religion of Arabs, or for example, for the Arabic territory. Not absolutely, this is lie. Rather, Islam, this divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is for all mankind, for all times, for all lands. For as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ. And he said, بَشِيرًا وَنَزِيرًا, as a bearer of good news and warners to all mankind. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the people, they do not know. So you know that in this verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think, to some extent, summarized the main message of Noble Prophet Muhammad, and he wants to describe that the message and real mission of Noble Prophet Muhammad is to actually teach the verses of Noble Quran to other people and to explain to them wisdom and the verses of Noble Quran and try to make them purify and to have the best life in this world and actually, inshallah, in the next world. Thank you for having me. Wassalamu alaikum.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasul.
رسول